Good morning. Our scripture lesson today is from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Hear the word of the Lord. He said to them, wrong chapter. There we go. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamp lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return. May the return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you ever went on a road trip, and maybe it was you when you were a kid, or when one of your grandkids or your kids asked this question: are we there yet? Right? I think I heard a fantastic answer a couple of nights ago. You know, the answer to that question is always, we'll be there in 2 hours. But are we there yet? It's the question that sort of sounds like we're waiting to get there, or we're waiting for someone else to take us there. You know, if we're on the car with somebody and you're not the driver, you know, usually it's those who are in the passengers who ask, are we there yet? And it's dependent on the person who's driving to answer that question. Are we there yet? In our scripture lesson today, it talks about Jesus' return. And I think a lot of us have asked this question, or at least wonder, at least once in our life, when are we going to get there? When is Jesus coming? When is Jesus returning? When is it going to be finally the day when all things will come to an end and all blessings will pour out with the coming of Jesus here on earth? And again, we are in this between times, as the scholars will say, of you know, we know that Jesus is going to come, but we're not there yet. We have not yet arrived, and we are waiting for the day of that return. So we know the destination, right? We know how the story is going to end. We know how everything is going to happen. We know where we're supposed to be headed. But we are, again, our sermon series for the year is we are on the journey toward that day, toward that time. And so in our journey, oftentimes we find ourselves asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? But have you ever been on a journey and you've arrived at your destination, but you weren't prepared to enjoy it? You like a photographer who climbed the mountain to take wonderful pictures of the mountaintop. And when he gets there, he forgot his cameras. Right? Or a college student. You know, as a college student growing up, you know, my whole goal was to graduate. Like, I want this thing to be done. I want school to be over. You know, and I was so focused on that so much. I remember a semester before my graduation, I realized, oh my goodness, I'm about to graduate. And I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. Because I didn't prepare that part. I just want the journey to be over. I didn't prepare the part where, how am I going to enjoy when I arrive at the destination? Right? You know, like, we come for Wednesday night meals, you know, and it's covered dish. You know, and we're all excited, and we can't wait to get there. We get there, and we forget the food that we prepare at home. Have you ever had those times where you are so ready to go and you just, all you want is to be arrived at the destination, and you realize you did not prepare at all, and so you fail to enjoy even though you got there? Well, our scripture reminds us this morning. Jesus reminds us to prepare, to be ready for this day. You know, not just, I'm just going to, you know, hunker down and just wait for the day that Jesus comes. I'm not going to do anything until that time comes so that I can enjoy when I get there. But Jesus calls us not only to wait, but to prepare yourselves for the time when the time does come, we will be prepared. And I had a previous pastor who had this fascinating understanding about blessings, right? And the thing that he shared was, you know, God can pour out all the blessings that God wants in your life. But if you don't have a plate to hold on to them, you're going to miss out. So the whole idea is, the more you hold, right, the more the plate grows, right? And the more the plate grows, the more blessings you're able to hold. And it was this understanding of interchangeable responsibility, you know, not just on God's part, but on our part. For example, I have this backpack full of stuff, right? And somebody, somewhere, gives me all of these school supplies, right? For me to enjoy. Could I enjoy them? Could I take them in this bag? No. Why? Because the bag is too small. I can't fit all of that in there. Right? So should I just leave them? Is that what we do? It's like, well, I can't take any of it. Even though I really want it, I can't take it, so I will just not take it. Do we do that? No. What do we usually do? Wait. Leave it there. Hold on. I'm going to come back. And we bring a bigger bag. Right? To fill up all the stuff so we can enjoy them. This is sort of the idea of storing up treasures in heaven, right? We, in order to store up, right, we get to a point where we are filled, and then there is a point where we have to expand, that we have to, sorry, I'm moving away from the camera, I didn't tell Callie that. We have to, again, be prepared to receive more blessings from God. And this is what it means. Oftentimes, when we serve, when we take care of those that God has called us to take care of, we are receiving those blessings from God, and we are maintaining them, and we are holding them. We are being good stewards, right? And a lot of times people think blessings are just things, items, like the cars that we have, the houses that we have. No, but these blessings, right, are things that are not, or they cannot be destroyed by moths, by rust, or things that cannot be stolen by thieves. When God talked about storing treasures up, it is not the treasures that we think about in our worldly sense, right? It is treasures like this, our character, our capacity to love, our capacity for patience, our capacity for kindness, our capacity for goodness, right? Those are the things that are imperishable, things of God that God wants us to hold. It basically, Jesus asking us to be mature, to grow, and to nurture yourself. Not only things, right? Because this is how we are valued in the world, right? By the things that we have, by the money that we have. But in the kingdom of God, that's not how we will be valued. Our value comes from our character, our understanding of love, our capacity to care for one another. And these are the things that Jesus is reminding us to store up and to prepare. You know, and again, I feel like oftentimes people could care less about treasures in heaven. They say, well, this is enough. I don't need more of God's blessings. This, I have plenty. This is enough. And don't think about wanting more. Not thinking about I can store more. How can experience God more? How can I, you know, I don't think, you know, people value that as much as they value the things of this world. Let me give you an example. Remember the story, the foolish rich man, right? When the storehouse that he originally had filled up with grain, with all the stuff, right? What does he do? Does he say, oh, I can't fill up anymore. I guess I'll just give the rest to everybody else. Does he do that? No. He goes and what? Builds a bigger barn to store more of his stuff. Why? Because it's his treasure here on earth, right? And so don't misunderstand this. Storing up part isn't the sin, right? Storing up part isn't what's the issue. It's what the issue was that the rich, foolish rich man was storing up all the wrong things. The treasures that can be destroyed by moth that will not last for a lifetime. That was the problem, right? Because Jesus told us, store up. So if we do that, I mean, for us too, I'm sure there are people out there online here and our those who have garages full of their stuff, right? And then what else? A storage place that they rent out to put more of the stuff, right? If we are willing to invest that much of procuring all our items, shouldn't we then all the more increase our capacity to receive God's blessings in our lives. Right? And again, the scripture reminds us, where your treasure is where your heart. If we are willing to let go of, you know, caring for others so that we can have more stuff here on earth, if we are willing to hurt others in order to gain more money, power, position for ourselves, and storing up in that way treasures on earth more than treasures of heaven, then we're not being prepared. And we will not be ready when the time comes. Think about this. How can a world that values money, resources, and things over people's lives, can ever receive a world that values people's lives over things? It doesn't happen overnight. There is no way that that kind of kingdom will be welcome in a world where people are less valued than things and the money and the resources that we always fight about, that the world fights about. And it is this change, it is this preparation that Jesus is calling us. And so the question, are we there yet, becomes, or am I living like he could come today? It's not, are we there yet, but are we ready yet? What makes heaven, heaven? We value things so much that when we think of heaven, we still think of stuff. When I get to heaven, I'm going to have my own house. I'm going to have any car that I want to drive. I asked youth one time, you know, what do you think heaven's like? And it's like, oh, it's a place where I get to play all of my video games that my parents never bought me growing up. We value so much that we even think about heaven, and we want to be there, not because of what's important, but because of the things that we imagine are going to be there. And miss. Really, the only thing we will ever need in life, here and the next, which is God. And if we believe and trust in Jesus' promises, we know that he did not leave us to our own devices, that the Holy Spirit, that God is with us here on earth, showing us the way. So if heaven, the most important aspect about heaven is being with God, and if Jesus says God is not only in heaven, but is with where? With us, what are we waiting for? I'll share just one story and I'll end this. You know, I had a person in my previous youth who shared, you know, they had a fight with one of the kids And, you know, we were just talking about forgiveness. And I told him, well, you know, as Christians, we learn to forgive and we learn to work with each other and we learn to. And the kid went, well, I can't do that right now. But when I get to heaven, I'll forgive. You know, I feel like people think that, you know, once everything is perfect, once everything is made, that we will get to this point of understanding with each other where we are able to forgive where we could not while living here on earth. And maybe that's true. But my thing is, if God is with us, if we can experience heaven here on earth, why wait? You know, why wait to give? Why wait to serve one another? Because if we believe that heaven is a place where, you know, no one goes hungry, where everyone's taken care of, why wait until we get to heaven? Why not now? If God is the one who's going to make that possible, if God is with us, why don't we do it now? So let us live here on earth as we would in heaven. And in this way, may Jesus find us faithful, awake, and willing, living in joyful expectation of God's kingdom, even when he returns at an unexpected hour to bless us. May you not miss God's blessing here on earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.